From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi and Kurdish forces fighting to reclaim the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants say they have retaken a dozen villages outside the city. On the second day of the offensive, fighting remained on the outskirts of Mosul. Advances were made on three fronts, but all at different paces. Humanitarian workers, meanwhile, expect an exodus of people fleeing Mosul. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Aid agencies are braced for a humanitarian emergency as the population tries to flee, an exodus that threatens to overwhelm a nation already at breaking point. Sarah Case is director of planning at the International Rescue Committee.
Over 3 million people are internally displaced right now. And in Iraq itself, to date, over 10 million people are in need of humanitarian assistance.
Just escaping Mosul will be the first challenge. The United Nations warns civilians are at extreme risk from crossfire and artillery barrages, as well as snipers. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Russia says its forces and those of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad have stopped bombing the Syrian city of Aleppo ahead of a humanitarian pause planned for Thursday. Russia's defense minister made the announcement in a televised comment Tuesday, saying the halt in airstrikes went into effect at 10 a.m. local time. An Iranian prosecutor says an Iranian-American businessman and his 80-year-old father have been sentenced to 10 years in prison in Iran for espionage. The Mizan news agency reported Siamak Namazi and his father Bakir were convicted of, quoting now, cooperating with a hostile American government, end of quote. Both have dual citizenship. This is VOA News.